All right. Let's start with last week, because I thought 3 minutes to go in the game, down by 4 points. Your team's got 76 yards to go, and they got to put it in the end zone to win. I thought the team came out from the sidelines and began that drive like they were intending to win that game, like they had a lot of confidence, even for a team that was down by 4 points.
Absolutely. I had the same feeling. I felt that the kids just weren't going to be denied. They knew they were a better team, and they hadn't showed it all game. I was very pleased with our offensive drive at the very end. And that's what we're trying to build on, because prior to that, especially defensively, we did not play a very good game at all.
It was a subtle thing on that last drive, but Rapids was defending against the possibility of you throwing the ball. You ground it out. I mean, you didn't throw it all that drive. But with their defense a step back and a little more spread out, that opened things up for the running game. Wyatt Brown, I thought in particular, took advantage of that.
Absolutely. I mean, they were thinking we were passing, and we were doing just fine. You didn't need to panic. I think there was 4 minutes when we first got the ball, and, you know, 4 minute drive, if we can hold the ball and run it in there and not give them very much time, because obviously we weren't doing very well on offense, defending their offense, and the longer we held it, we felt the better. And we said run the ball, and it was successful, and the clock was not going too fast for us. We were able to still run our offense, and the kids did a heck of a job running it, getting in and out. We actually ran three different tailbacks during that series, too, without a hitch. So it was a nice job by our kids jumping in and performing when they needed to.
Let's break down some other aspects of the game. You've already touched a little on the defense. Now, Wisconsin Rapids, that's the kind of offense that you're really only going to see once, unless you get another option team in the playoffs. How much of it was they struggled with that particular team, or that the defense just struggled in general?
I think the defense just struggled in general, because I think the week before, it was a strong point for us, was our defense, and our offense struggled. And this week our defense struggled, and I think our offense played a fairly decent game. So we really worked on that aspect, that we have to have a whole team game, that both sides of the ball and special teams really need to play well. And it was just unacceptable, and it was a rough practice this whole week for our defense, because it was assignment football. You know, we have 2-3 people on the quarterback, 2-3 people on the fullback, and people on the pitchback, and if those people don't get their job, and that's their responsibility, you run into trouble, and we just weren't doing our responsibilities.
I thought last week you could see some of those assignment breakdowns, but there were also a lot of missed tackles. I mean, you had plays that looked like they were going to be stopped at the line of scrimmage, or going to be 1 or 2 yard plays that suddenly get turned upfield for 10, 15 yards.
Let's just say tackling was a focus on our defense this week, too, because I thought we tackled very poorly, where we were there to make plays, and just didn't happen.
Let's talk a little about Mike Nicholas, because he got a lot of practice into him last week, and I bet he got more practice into him this week. I thought he was good playing within himself, looked a lot better than week one, where he's kind of thrown into the fire in an emergency situation, versus week two, where you could prepare him for what he should expect in that game situation.
Well, the big thing, too, was our offensive line gave him some time, and so he could go through his reads, and honestly, the first game, he didn't have a lot of time back there, so that really helped. He's going to probably have to throw the ball a little more this week, but we're going to do what he's capable of doing, and he threw the ball very, very well during the game. We felt that all 8 of his passes were catchable balls if Becker doesn't fall down on the one that was a catchable ball, and he had 2 drops. So he hit receivers in the hands 7 or 8 times, and we can't ask for more than that from a quarterback.
Was he working with a full playbook, or was there parts of the offense that you weren't asking him to run or execute? And does he have more plays, or does he have more things to call on, or is he going to be asked to do more things when we get to week 3 and a tougher opponent?
We know what Michael's game is, and it's under center, and that's where he's successful. We didn't run about half of our offense, because that's not part of his game. Michael would have probably played in the first game anyways when Sierkowski was healthy, because that's a portion of his game that he would do. We have a young man named Darren Sanchez that's been working the gun part of our offense that hopefully we might see that this week. And then the quarterbacks understand their roles. And if we're in gun, we'll be in a different quarterback situation.
We don't get to talk a lot about them during the game, but I thought the offensive line play was a strength for run blocking and for pass protection.
Absolutely. They played much better. And that's a credit to our scout teams, too. We asked not just the starters out there to perform at a higher level, but we asked our scout teams, and it was a much more intense practice. And I would say even this week we picked it up another notch. We're not going to sit on our laurels when we win the game with 25 seconds. We need to improve because we have a better opponent, I feel, this week.
Give us a quick injury update. We saw Nick Sierakowski on the sideline last week. Did he practice at all? Is he able to play? We had thought last week that he was going to be a couple weeks away. Is that still the timetable?
Yeah, we're just still not sure. He definitely won't be playing this week again. He hasn't suited up at all. And, you know, maybe he'll be ready for Wausau West. Maybe he won't. We won't know until probably next Tuesday or Wednesday. So we just got to go with the guys we have, and they have to be prepared to perform their responsibilities, whether, you know, whoever the quarterback is.
I saw him on the sideline. I mean, he had his jersey on, but not in pads during last week's game. I thought towards the end of the game, just for him standing up during the length of the game, that he was hurting a little bit. It kind of a sign that he just wasn't ready yet.
Oh, absolutely. He just definitely was not ready last week, but he also wants to be part of this, whether he's on the field or off the field, and was working with Coach Strelo on the offense, because honestly, this is the third year that those two guys have been together for 2 years straight, and they understand each other, and they understand how the offense should go. So he was still filling a role even when he was on the sideline.
Wyatt Brown got dinged a couple of times in that game. Anything serious or just wind knocked out of him?
No, just the wind knocked out of him, and you can't play when you can't breathe. And, you know, when that diaphragm settles down a little bit and doesn't contract, it's easier for him to breathe again. But, you know, we have other people. Nathan Reedy did a really nice job when called upon, and so did Burrell, and so did Kyle Zabluski when we asked him to run the ball too. So we feel that we have some depth at that position. Unfortunately, where we don't have a lot of depth at is the fullback, and Brett Novinsky may or may not play this week too because of an injury. So.
All right, it gets tougher for week three. Let's preview the Appleton North game when we come back after this break. We're in pregame coverage. DC Everest Appleton North kickoff in about 15 minutes on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. All right, I'm looking back at Appleton North. They haven't lost a regular season game in 2.5 years. 2011, they closed out their regular season with 5 wins. They won all 8 of their regular season games last year. They're 2-0 this year. This is a tougher opponent. How do you get the message to your team that as high and excited as we are after the Week 2 win, that's a nice win. It's a come-from-behind, stick-the-ball-in-the-end-zone-when-you-had-to win, that if you play the exact same game, it's probably not good enough this week.
Absolutely. The message was sent right away that we need to get better, and I think if you talk to our athletes, it was not a joyous week here at practice after a win at all. It was, we need to pick it up because we're playing what we feel is a better opponent, and if we play the same, we will get beat definitely. So our play has to be better, or the outcome will not be what we want.
You saw Appleton North early in the season a year ago. That was kind of a funny game because you turned the ball over early and were down 21-0 early, and you know, you didn't really have control of what you did when you had the ball. It's tough when you're playing a good team and you're playing from behind early on. That game looks different without the 2 interceptions that you had there, and you were able to score on them a year ago.
Right. Yeah, well, turnovers are always a big deal. You know, you got to hang on to the ball. Close games, it's going to be your special teams will make the difference in a close game, I think, and you know, we have to hang on to the ball. We can't make mistakes because they will definitely capitalize. They're a very, very good team. I still feel they're a top echelon team this year. They have a number of people returning, and we can't afford to make the kind of like hurt ourselves. We have to make sure that they beat us and we don't beat ourselves also. So we have to hang on to the ball and be smart about things.
I know you've seen a little tape on them from earlier in the season. I thought last year that they were fast, not particularly big. This year I think they've traded off some speed, and I think they have more size, particularly on defense up the middle.
I tell you what, their receivers are excellent. They are a very good throwing team. The quarterback is definitely a runner. He'll beat you both ways. So if you cover people, you better have him contained because he's going to hurt you if we don't contain him. And so that's been a real strong point of their offense and their team is if guys are covered, he'll just take off and run, and he's been very successful doing that. Defensively, you know, they have some defensive backs back. They're a very good, well-coached team on defense, and they're very disciplined. And we've been in two very, very physical games. And I don't know if they've played as physical games as we've had the first two games. And so that's something that we focused on, is we know how to play a physical football game going against Point and Wisconsin Rapids. And so that might be a little change for them, we're hoping.
Is the defensive secondary up to this challenge? Because this may be the first really pass-oriented team that you see. Both Spash and Wisconsin Rapids are run first, and if they can make their yardage on the ground, they may not throw at all. That's a different scenario this week.
Absolutely. We've changed our personnel a little bit due to how much they pass. We also get a player back this week who had been suspended for two games, which will definitely help us. And so you might see Burrell in a number of different spots than where he was the first 2 weeks.
I look at the schedule and the conference, and there are no easy weeks. There are very few gimmies, and if you don't bring your A game, you can get beat by a lot of 500 teams, and yet you know that there are two elites left on your schedule. There's Appleton North and there's Kimberly, and getting one or both of those games, those are kind of season-defining games.
Well, it is huge. It's a big game, and all these first games that we felt were very big games for us. There is no easy game at all. I think we learned a very, very valuable lesson against Appleton East last year, that you can't take anybody for granted, because if you don't bring your A game, you're going to get beat. So, but definitely this is a very, very big game for us.
You said earlier that practice was hard. Are you happy with the work you got out of the team this week?
Well, we definitely got a lot of work out of them, and you know, my fear might be confidence, because we were hard on them this week, probably one of the harder weeks we've had so far, just that, especially defensively, that things weren't acceptable and that things need to change. And I guess we were the same thing on offense, and I thought we practiced better, but we practiced very hard, and you maybe needed to grow a little thicker skin this week, if you get what I mean.
All right, good luck, Coach.
Okay, thanks.
That is a tough practice.